Hey folks, how you doing? Episode 37 of You're Not Listening with Mary Coughlin of the Coughlin. Okay, it is probably an hour before I upload this on Monday morning. We just did the podcast over the phone. So this is the story. You'll hear me and Mary filling you in on this. But we're going to take a break from the podcast for a couple of months. And let me tell you why. We still love the podcast. It's amazing. But it's very, very hard to do it every week on a few levels. One level is we just can't meet every week. It's too hard. It's not possible. Schedules, all of that stuff. Also, I have to upload it, blah, 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 do all of that stuff. And also another thing is energy for it. So we kind of feel right now like, oh God, if we're not doing it to the best of our ability and it's becoming a little bit of a chore because it is a constant thing, that it's best we take a break from it for a couple of months. But also, we've built up an amazing following on here. We have, after today's episode, we've 37 episodes up on all podcast platforms, which are, as I like to call them, evergreen. They don't go out of date. So we'll continue to plug the podcast. If you continue to tell friends about it and that, they might discover us. And by the time they've caught up on the 37 episodes, we'll be back for another run of them. So the plan is we'll probably come back in 2 months and do 6 episodes, 6 weeks in a row, 6 or 8 weeks, take another break, come back, and that's the way we'll do it. And make events out of them, as I said to Mary. We might meet on the train and do one, because we'd lovely little plans to do them in different places. So let's do that. But anyway, guys, everybody who's listened to, be it 1 episode, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20, 37, whatever, anybody who's tuned in, anybody who's messaged us to say that they've enjoyed it, anyone who's commented on any of the socials to say they've enjoyed it, anyone who shared it with their friends, anyone who's bought us a coffee, thank you so much. Thanks for sticking around. We were just saying, as you'll hear in the podcast, the amount of fun we have doing this, the amount of opportunities, actually, it's opened up for us as well. It's just been wonderful, and hopefully it'll continue to be, it will continue to be wonderful. And yeah, I hope everybody's safe and well in the meantime, and we'll catch up with you all in a few weeks. Okay, episode 37 of You're Not Listening. Thank you! Yeah, 1, 2. 1, 2, testing, 1, 2.
I'm ready for this time, no fucking around.
How are you, Mary?
I'm all right, but I decided I wouldn't put my foot in it because you always leave it in.
Ah, yes,
you. Are we on air yet?
You fucking knew, you just come on, yeah. So, I was having my coffee this morning, you know, and it's Monday, and you're often kind of a bit, and then I thought to myself, do you know something? I'm awfully proud of how long we've been running this podcast, Mary, and the work we've put in.
And now you want to stop it?
No, far from it. No.
Yeah, it's been good crack. That came just from a very small idea without any planning whatsoever. We've managed to keep it going.
It's amazing, Mary, yeah, and be like, I think we're up on nearly 40 episodes.
Oh, Jesus, are we really?
Yeah, like when you think about it, it's serious. And like I thought about the day we met in Tyrrell's Pass, the next thing we're gigging there.
Yeah, yeah.
It's brilliant. Yeah, no, it is fantastic. Absolutely.
Okay. So what are we doing now today?
We'll chat for a while, but we're going to tell everyone we're going to take a break from it for a couple of months because we want to get our energy back. And now that we've kind of built up.
Okay.
We want to, now that we have an audience, we're just going to take a break from it and come back and do another little series.
Think they'll come back?
Yeah, I'll explain to you how it works, right? So everybody that listens to us...
Mansplains me, yeah.
No, Mary, no, because I'm the podcast guy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
In fairness now, you explain stuff to me. So basically, everybody has subscribed to us on the platforms. They all get notified when we have a podcast. So if we leave it for 2 months, when we come back, they'll all get beep, beep, Mary and Alton are back.
Okay, oh, brilliant.
No,
okay.
It's great. Okay. And also, we'll stay pushing all the episodes we've done.
Okay, brilliant. Okay, that's sorted.
And now that there's a gap in the market with Tommy and Hector gone, we're not going anywhere.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, why can't we just fill that gap in the market?
No, because they're gone for good. We're not gone for good. We're going to be back.
Oh, Yeah, but we should keep it going because then we could capitalize on account because they had sponsorship and everything. And we don't. Well, we just get the odd cup of coffee.
We get some nice cups of coffee. People have been very generous.
They have. So, yeah. Okay, well, I had a cup of coffee this morning too and it was lovely. And I often think I should stop drinking coffee, but I don't think I ever will. And
I'm the
I
same.
Look forward to we'll never stop drinking coffee.
No, I mean, look, come on. It's now I'm really into it, actually. And I have my two...
Because you get paid for having a cup.
I have my two cups a day without fail.
Me too. And me also.
But
I also have two cups a day.
Do you ever go over the two?
No.
Yeah, what happens if you go over two?
No, Jesus, I do. If I go over the two, I'm like a lunatic.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, brutal.
Yeah, the second one, I'm just teetering on madness, but I'm kind of okay.
Oh, no, it doesn't affect me in terms of my head. No, it's my heart.
Oh, you know, Jesus.
I start getting palpitations, but I have a heart condition, and I get palpitations. And then my stupid phone, fucking Apple phone, you have shown signs of atrial fibrillation.
Oh, Jesus,
tells you if you tap into the bloody thing, it tells you you've gone between 140 and 80 beats in, about
well, that'd give you a panic attack as well. Come here, Mary, I'm going to call you back on WhatsApp because this is a little bit dodgy.
Yes, it is, because I live in the mountains and I keep telling you that. Sorry.
One sec. Let's get her on WhatsApp. That's not a great reception. Mary Coughlin. Where is she? Here she is.
Yeah, this is much better.
Ah, that's much better.
You see, I live in the mountains also, and even though a certain phone company with the word V, beginning with the word V, and has D and F and O and E in it.
Not them fuckers.
Yes, they don't have any coverage up here. All my neighbours are the same. We don't live like anywhere. We're like 15 kilometres or so out of Dublin.
Yeah,
we're not in the back of beyond at all, and we have all other modern things, but the phone doesn't work.
Okay.
So there you go. I don't know why. They say it's because we're in a bad spot, but we have everything else,
None of the companies work.
The Vodafone doesn't work. Oh, I said the word. Jesus, no, they'll never give us a sponsorship deal.
Fuck them.
It doesn't work at all. So if I want to talk to somebody comfortably for a few minutes, I have to stand outside in the middle of the garden.
I know.
Maybe it has something to do with the great insulation we have in the house. But then, sure, the other thing wouldn't work. The thing from the satellite. The thing we're talking on now.
No, I don't know. No, because you're on cable, aren't you? Fibre cable.
Jesus, I don't know. Anyway,
who cares?
There you go.
Yeah.
Such are the joys of life. Well, it's still fucking pissing rain up here. The ground is so waterlogged. Really?
I felt the same this week. We'd two or three lovely days, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I thought we'd kind of turned the corner. And the storm and the fucking rain here at the weekend.
But yesterday evening turned great, and sure what would have it, but Kieran brought out the barbecue, and we had the barbecue, and the entire family came up for the smell of the smoke.
Oh my God, of course it is.
And we all had a lovely evening. So
they got that signal.
They got the smoke signal.
The most reliable signal of all.
It is, isn't it?
Oh, there you go,
But then I was looking at my... you get those pop-ups on your phone and it tells you that you have a memory from 4 years ago. All the things that have been popping up on a daily basis for the past while. I put up one yesterday because Bones is on as the cat who's departed this planet. He's probably in another one.
A famous
somewhere.
Bones.
Not another planet. But anyway, Bones and I did yoga almost every day throughout. I have photographs of me and the cat doing yoga.
I saw them. They're great.
I know. But I started getting memories from Facebook of the songs I used to sing walking up and down the road. And just 4 years ago yesterday, I sang a song and the weather was baiting and we were all in T-shirts. And it seemed...
Well,
thankfully it was good, but it seemed that the weather was always nice. Like, you know, when you were a kid or when you look back on my days are mostly in Salt Hill, in the beach or out in Ballylawn or wherever, always roast and hot, wearing summer dresses. But maybe that's not the case. We just didn't remember the bad days. I don't know.
I think anyway, there might be an element to that. Yeah, we felt like the summers were always long and sunny. But
the weather was definitely better during COVID. So maybe the whole thing was a giant experiment.
Jesus.
Do you ever think conspiracy like that? Conspiracy theory.
I try not to. I find it's easier not to. And you know what the thing with conspiracy theories is this. Okay, they're out there, but I'm like, okay, I could choose to believe that, but it would be hard work to believe it.
Who would make our weather better?
In order not to believe is like, I don't have to think anything. I'm just like here, oblivious. I don't know why these people get into such a, you know, a frenzy. There's a conspiracy theory.
I'm not saying that. It was just like, I was thinking about the more the three letter word with G, O and D in it. It felt sorry for us and made the weather nice.
There you go. Well, that's not conspiracy. That's more spiritual.
That's what I mean. I thought that's what it might have been, you know, like, because it was definitely, and it wasn't a hallucination. The weather was absolutely incredible.
Yeah. Oh, geez, it was unreal. And like, yeah, lucky it was, because if it was like this and we were all locked up,
we'd be out of our mind. Yeah, that's what I'm
totally
saying.
Totally be gone in the head. Like, it wouldn't do anyone any.
St. Bridget and St. Patrick were looking out for us up there.
That's what you could say. Yeah. Sure, I said a prayer to God and he looked after the weather. You hear people saying that stuff every day around the place, don't you?
Well, the child of Prague is out. You know, I, all of these religious symbols, child like Bridget. Yeah, you put the child of Prague out for good weather.
Oh.
If you're having a family occasion, like a wedding or something, you put the child of Prague outside the door. Little statue. Oh, Jesus. And should we talk last week about St. Anthony and my mother?
Anthony, yeah, I remember you talking about that, finding stuff.
And then Daddy always had the other fella in Christopher in his car, little statues of St. Christopher and Christopher, because he was patron saint of travelling, as a motor. No, didn't have motor cars, but was it of travelling?
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, the Christianity just hijacked a whole heap of pagan rituals, you know, like the Ihasawan and all that. And Bridget was a powerful, powerful, powerful shaman who lived in Kildare. And she was around for a long time and the people had great time for her. In fact, you know, I wrote a song about her on the new album. Myself and Pete wrote a song about Bridget.
Oh, lovely. And, my mother would be delighted.
It's nothing to do with her being saintly, though. It's, you know, because she was the first woman to ever. She performed a miracle. So I'll whack you out. A miracle was one of the lines. But
wow.
She made beer from water, and they thought it was a miracle. But in fact, it's just making beer from water and yeast and whatever else.
Yes.
And then hilarious. She. They said because I did a St. Bridget's thing in London. Just gone this year. We're doing it again next year. So I did an awful lot of reading up about her. She also performed the first inverted commas abortion in Ireland. She would give women herbs if they had an unwanted or untimely pregnancy, or if it was a case that they had been attacked or something, or you know, she would help them out and. She cured animals, you know, but she used herbs. She used herbal medicine for everything.
And everyone thought that was a miracle.
They thought, yeah. And then later on, the Catholic Church burned those same women as witches, you know?
Oh, my God.
I know. Well, you know that, don't you? But they also took the days. They took the day. Seriously, the Inquisition, well, other people as well, they burned. But they did burn women because they thought they were witches. They had healing, they could heal people. Anyways, they took the days that were important to people in the land already, and they kind of converted them into days that are for saints, you know.
Okay.
So there you go.
Mentors, Catholic Church.
I know, yeah. Anyway, there you go.
So from the word go, they were up to bad, stupid shit.
They were, yeah. Yeah, more fucking superstition. The fantasy. Who calls it the fantasy?
Oh.
Some comedian calls it the fantasy.
The fantasy. But it is. It's a huge fantasy, like.
I know, yeah. But I mean, there probably was somebody, I actually think, like there was Bridget and Patrick, and, you know, there was somebody called, he might have been called Jesus, but maybe he was Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, and he probably did have huge energetic healing powers, you know what I mean? And he probably did make wine out of water.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because you can do that.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Anyway, I don't know.
Good looking Jesus.
Good looking Jesus, yeah. He's always good looking, isn't he? Yeah, with the beardy head and the big beardy head on him.
I'm sure he had healing powers and he was good looking and charismatic.
But like, I have them all here, as you know, on my little shelves at home. I never throw any of them out, whatever. Yeah, they're all here together.
Yeah, it's a spiritual thing.
And Indian gods and people and, you know, all sorts of, you know, things here on little thing, yeah.
That's nice. You kind of value them all and equally.
I do.
Not that, like, you know, do not put false gods before me and all this kind of crack, you know.
No.
I never liked any organization that was like, you're either in or out.
Yeah, me neither.
Do you know what I mean? It should be kind of like, there shouldn't be that circle, like, you're either in or you're out. It's like, no, you can...
Well, even the GAA now let them use the pitch for soccer and rugby, don't they? Do they?
Even the GAA.
They're an organisation that says you're either in or you're out. Remember, they wouldn't let them use the pitch.
Yes, yes, yeah, that's true.
For music.
Yeah.
And now they're making millions out of it.
Well, I've now...
St. Garth Brooks.
Money talks.
Yes, and bullshit walks.
Yeah, they won't say no to that.
Anyway,
so Mary, you've a gig this week.
Down in the Roisin, yeah, but there's no tickets left. There's three tickets left, who's going to buy three tickets? Three singular people or one person with a friend, I suppose.
Why wouldn't they? They'll go.
Why wouldn't they? Why not?
Yeah,
there you go. I was talking to Googie this morning and they had Myrn Bradley there last night. They said she was absolutely spellbinding. One young woman with a guitar and a load of songs from Django, you know, the 20s and the Mississippi John Hurt and Django. He said it was absolutely mesmerizing.
Holy shit. She's 17 or something?
She's 17, but like I've heard her and I've only seen little bitties of her and I've heard her on the radio.
Mm.
But she said the gig was just spellbinding, you know.
Holy moly. I hope the music industry is kind to her. She's young.
Yeah, well, you know, God love her. She's probably, you know, I hope she has somebody looking after her.
Exactly. Yeah. That was my first thought. But that's amazing, isn't it? So young to be that proficient.
It is, yeah. Well, yeah, there have been a few of them before, and you know. So yeah, I hope it all goes well for her.
Amazing, Donegal girl doing the blues.
Do you remember that girl? She was so beautiful. She sang at the 2016 commemorations. She's amazing, amazing, amazing. She's I'll think of her name in a minute. She did Miss Era.
No.
Oh my God! Stop it. She was unbelievable.
Young girl.
Yeah, she's I'm going to look at it here now while we're talking because I won't let it away out of my head.
Do send down the link. And is she still singing? Is she still performing?
Shabelle is her name. She's one of the Cassidys, the famous Cassidy family, the O'Cassidy. Not O'Cassidy. You know the family.
Okay, you have heard of them.
Oh my God! And Patrick Cassidy is her uncle, or he wrote the piece. Oh Jesus, it's beautiful. Anyway, you should look it up. Shabelle is her name.
I will. Yeah.
So
I think kids nowadays. I saw it when I taught the guitar. Kids nowadays, compared to when we were young, they've got way more accessibility to YouTube and learning stuff. So you do see the advance quicker than what we did.
Yeah, well, I think I had this Pavel. Do you remember Pavel? I don't know if I knew you.
You told me all about Pavel, yeah, the Polish piano player.
Incredible.
Yeah.
He was Polish, obviously.
Pavel
Grudzin. And his father was an organist at the local church.
Mm.
And he started, which would be a very big thing, all the leg things and pulling out the stops on the organ.
Wow.
On a huge, big organ.
When he was a kid.
He started playing. Yeah, when he was a little child. His father used to let him tinker around with it, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was, like, insane. His ability on the piano was, like, unbelievable as well, you know, from when he was very young. So
Some of them have that, yeah. And my friend Dave Curtis, who lives in Tuam from San Diego, is just one of the most amazing musicians I've ever, and or, you know, anything he's recorded, string samples and bass and guitar, piano. He's like just a wizard.
Pete does that as well.
It's spellbinding.
Spellbinding.
Isn't it?
And then, yeah, and like, I don't know, my son Owen, my eldest son, he is, he went to college, he did science first, and then he went back to do music, because music was all his big thing, you know, was electronic music. And when he left school, he's 40-something now, I can't remember which age he is. He's 42.
He's near my age, yeah. Well, I'm 40, he's a bit younger than me.
And then himself and his friend Aza Hand and a few of them, they were very into electronic music when it started, but there was no place for them to develop that, you know. And then Ballyfermot opened.
Yes.
So they went up there to do a bit. And then Aza now has done soundscapes, and Owen is working for all the huge big, I mean, only in the past couple of years, but they never stopped pursuing it on their own. You know, they would have, they just played, and Owen built synthesizers. He made a computer for me, you know, I mean, unbelievable. He built and sold synthesizers to get himself through the Masters in Trinity in electronic music.
Geez, that's like electronic engineering he was doing.
Well, yeah, but it's the things that those people were doing, the graduation night in Trinity, what they were doing with, you know, you put those goggles on and you're in another reality.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you know, 3D or...
Jesus, I mean, it was unbelievable. Virtual
reality.
But those are things that were never, ever even on the radar 20 years ago.
Yes.
You know, and now Owen and Aza are working 7 days a week sometimes on programs from all the big film houses. God, I'm so proud of them, because they used to be running around breaking into trouble, you know, years ago. And Aza was nominated for an Oscar, and they're up for IFTAs and all sorts of things, you know, for sound acts and sound editing on films. So it's brilliant.
And that was just them grafting from a young age, kind of totally into
it. Grafting, and being totally into it. And anytime an opportunity arose, they would, you know, unbelievable. So there
Jesus, great pastime to have, like a healthy one.
Yeah, but like, I think people looked down their nose at us for a long time that it wasn't music or something like that. You know, I mean?
Bullshit.
I know, but I mean, it was. It was not totally considered, and now it's huge. I know so many people are into it, yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. Justin Carroll, he lives in New York now, but he was my pianist 3 years ago. He did the same course. And, you know, he was jazz and classical trained, and he got into electronica as well. And he's, you know, he's played with fucking everybody now in America. Brick Spruce Dean.
Brick Spruce Dean is one of my favourites. Yeah. He's the electronic Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, yeah, break, yes.
He's still out there at the minute gigging. What age is Bruce? 74?
Break. I don't know. I only ever liked one song of Bruce's, to be honest.
Which one?
Born to be Wild.
That's not his, no. Born in the USA.
Something about running, being born to be running.
Oh, baby,
running,
we were born to run.
Born to run.
It's a cracker.
Yeah, I loved that song. I had postnatal depression, I think. Well, nobody knew about that either, 47 or 8 years ago. And I had a woman I got to know living across the road, from our little chalet out in Knocknacara. She was American. She had Bruce Springsteen record. She brought it over one day, and we had a cup of tea, and she put it on the record player. And I started bawling, crying, listening to that song. And I said, who is this guy? And because I had been really, really down in the dumps, like, you know, and it was just normal after I was 20. I'd been knocked down by a car. I spent 3 months in hospital with a broken pelvis, worrying about baby and all that. And I had this. And then Baby We Were Born to Run came on the record player. And I just cried for weeks. And then I was all right.
Jesus Christ, that's great. Bruce Springsteen healed you.
Well, yeah, whatever the fuck I found in the song, I couldn't tell you. I don't think of modern day Jesus.
Good looking as well. Good looking, just like Jesus.
That's what he'd like to. We're not going to slag Brick Springsteen, but he's good.
Yeah, anyway. No, I actually like some of his mellower songs more, the ones without the big E Street Band stuff. I love that one.
Yes,
The Streets of Philadelphia, and he'd won Secret Garden.
Stupid,
They were lovely.
Of course they are. And they get a few of them on the radio sometimes. But I do have that album.
Tougher Than the Rest is a great song.
Yeah.
Have you heard that one?
Yes, I like that one. I know that one.
You'd actually do a great version of that.
Oh, here, look, I'm busy doing versions of my own stuff.
I know, but just think yours.
And our first single, until Let's Tell Them.
I know, yeah, but no, just single. I just think that just jumped into my head. That would be a really, really good song for you to do.
Tougher Than the Rest.
Do you know what?
I'm going to listen to it now when we're finished.
That's a fucking great song. Anyway, tell them about our song, yes.
Okay, the song we started to write one day when we were doing a Facebook Live, or we did a podcast.
Are we doing a podcast?
No. What were we doing the day we started singing the song?
I called out you to a podcast and we did a Facebook video.
Right. Yeah, we did a Facebook video of words of a song.
Just after we'd written, yeah.
Yeah, but we were only messing around, like, and now it's turned out to be something that everyone that has heard it is going wiggy about, and it'll probably be the first single on my new album.
Amazing.
A duet, Alton, imagine.
And I did some of the vocals yesterday, and you've done some of them.
Who would have thought of that now, 10 years ago, that there would be duetting on an album?
I know, that's what I was telling you about this morning when I woke up and had my coffee, and I was thinking about the podcast and Tyrrell's Pass and sitting at Lowe.
It's amazing.
It's great. It's been such a fucking cool year of just stuff kind of snowballing.
Happening. Yeah.
Yeah, loads of stuff. Because sometimes I'd be wandering around Yes, exactly. Because sometimes I'm going around going, oh, I'm not doing anything, nothing's happening. I'm like, shut up. There's loads happening. It's great.
Loads happening. And more will happen.
Absolutely.
Obviously.
Yeah, I can't wait for people to hear that, Mary.
Yeah, I think the more positive you are and the more, you know, I think the more you do, the more you get back. You know what I mean?
I think so too.
Maybe not immediately, but like, you know.
No, I think it comes back to, it's just hard work. It pays off.
Yeah, like, I've been working on that stuff since he was 17 and 18.
Exactly.
He goes to school, and now he's 40-something, and it's coming back to him, and he's a two, you know what I mean?
Yes, and it does, takes time to come back, and I kind of feel that way lately. Sure, I'm doing this over 20 years, and it's only now this year I'm kind of going, oh, it's starting to kind of pay dividends a bit, you know?
Oh,
like, I'm actually doing it as a living now without teaching or anything like that, which is amazing.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay.
You got to be grateful, Mary. We got to be grateful.
I am grateful. I am grateful for everything. I'm grateful to be alive.
Yeah.
You know, just, you have to say that. I found my little...
Me too.
I'm cleaning out this weather. I'm always cleaning out. Because, you know, we downsized into the little hut, into the side of the house.
It's good to declutter too, though.
And I found my
clean the space.
Box. I found that I got from my friend Norma. It's a little tin box with flowers. It's one of those beautiful old-looking boxes. And there's a tiny little pencil in it. And all these things... And I wrote there every day for a very long time.
Oh, that's a nice ritual as well, writing down every day, a few little bits.
Yeah, but it's just like, I remember the things I had been grateful for a few years ago, and I had kind of forgotten about them. So yeah. It's good to revisit them.
Do you
things that were going on in my life at the time that were, you know, small things, and, you know.
Do you journal?
I do not know, but I often thought about it.
I did it for a few weeks, Mary, about 2 years ago, and I found it lately, and I read through the few weeks of journaling, and you know something, I think it would be a very good thing for our memories.
Oh, here, look at I did for a while when I turned 60, I said I was going to do it every day, and I did it every day, and that's a good few years ago now. That's actually nearly 8 years ago.
Yeah,
I did it, and I also have those. I found those notes. There were some of them were very, very, very long, and some of them have turned into a song.
Amazing.
Or two.
Yeah.
There you go. So,
It's grounding. So it's grounding to do the little bit of journaling every day, because if your head is spinning a bit and flying out there, it brings you back down into the day. You know.
Well, the act of just physically writing, taking something in your hand and writing down
the
part is very powerful.
It has to be. Yeah. Do you know what I started listening to last night in bed, the audiobook, 1984?
Oh Jesus Christ.
Okay, I didn't
freak yourself out.
Yeah, I kind of dozed off to it, but like the whole thing where he gets the diary and he starts to write in it, and the thought police, oh my God, it's terrifying.
I know, yeah. Did you ever see the film?
No, I'll watch it after the audiobook, though.
Oh my God, unbelievable, unbelievable. But like, freak the shit out of you.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch that. No, because I just said it was free, a free download on Audible, and I said, I'll try this.
And, do you remember when we started to do the stupid fucking listen to the book and... Remember you had to like...
No, we were watching a film.
Watching a film on Facebook or on the podcast.
Pulp Fiction.
Jesus Christ.
And you just started going, this is shit.
What were we watching?
Pulp Fiction.
Oh, Pulp Fiction. I couldn't watch it.
Oh, was it Reservoir Dogs? Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs. But I couldn't stand Pulp Fiction. I had to walk out of it. I thought it was so violent.
Yeah.
I walked out of three movies in my life. One of them was Pulp Fiction. One of them was The Exorcist when I lived in London.
Oh,
I got so sick.
That's awful.
And so freaked out. I was in an awful state. Yeah. And that was only like in the first... until her head starts spinning around. I never saw the rest of it, so don't tell me.
I think, I don't know what happens, but I'd say the exerciser.
I watched Carrie. Remember that film, Carrie?
Yeah, anything Stephen King is amazing. I know it's freaky. Jeez, Mary, I watched a film here one day called The Mist, a Stephen King one. It is the fucking most...
What's it called? The Mist?
The Mist. It is the most brutal ending of a film.
No.
I won't ruin it, but like...
No.
It is...
No.
Awful. Awful.
Well, why would you... Well, yeah, I don't want to... I don't mind a bit of...
But Stephen King is great. Like, Misery was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
With Kathy Bates.
Kathy Bates and Clint Eastwood. My God, that was brilliant.
The Shining.
Yeah. The Shining, absolutely brilliant, you know.
Yeah, he's got some great stories. At least there's a bit of substance to Stephen King stuff.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be mad about The Clown. It, The Clown. Oh, come here, my circus campaign is selling us loads of tickets for Loch Ray.
It's a terrible thing, because there's hardly any left on it, is there?
There's only a few now. I was keeping an eye on them yesterday, but I did another circus post in front of the tent.
I saw it.
And the people, yeah. And that's part two out of four parts. I'm going to do two more this week.
They might employ you to do PR for them.
I know, yeah. Michelle was saying I should tag them.
Yeah, you should tag them, yes.
Yeah. But you wanted to run away with the bastards.
Not really, you know. But there was the really cool circus that was in Galway years ago.
The circus is cool too. They're all cool.
No, it wasn't a circus. It was. Do you remember them? Oh fuck! They did King Lear and everything. They did. What were they called?
Oh, traveling
Footsbarn.
Footsbarn. Yeah,
and some people from Galway did run away with some of the trapeze and the aerial artists and stuff. As far as some of them did, and have stayed, ran away, stayed gone with them.
Imagine eloping with a clown.
What?
Imagine eloping with a clown.
I think clowns are the freakiest people. Somebody's ringing me. Clowns are the freakiest things on the planet. I never got off on clowns. I can't go there at all.
Yeah, they are. There's no such thing as a happy clown.
I have to send. What do I send to voicemail?
Oh,
Jesus! Somebody's been ringing me there, and I told.
Well, come here. You're okay, Mary. We've done 30 minutes. That's amazing. I'm going to upload it now because it's 11 o'clock, and they're expecting it by midday.
And we will be back. We will be back. So, Mary, I have to finish the album, and I have an awful lot of work to do.
Exactly, and I'm the same. And like what I propose we do is we in about 2 months' time we come back and we do a series. We say we're going to do 6 weeks.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then we take 6 weeks off, but at least that way there can be events then, you know?
Events?
Well, like we can meet on the train and do one, we can meet in the Salt Cave, we can plan it, you know?
Oh,
and
let's do that. Okay.
Because energy-wise and everything, it'll be way better. And people will be excited then to see us back, you know, because it's been an amazing run.
They will be excited to see us, right? They will.
And we'll be excited to come back and do it, so it's all good.
Yes. Okay. See you later.
Mary, chat to you later on in the week.
Bye.
Bye. Myself and Mary have added Buy Me a Coffee. It is a little app whereby if you'd like to support our podcast, each week or some weeks, you can give us a little tip. It will help to cover expenses like hosting the podcast, mastering the podcast, travel for me and Mary, getting to each other every week. If you can't afford to, please do not give us anything. But what you could do is subscribe to the podcast on your preferred platform, give us a rating and share it with friends. If you do want to support us with Buy Me a Coffee, you will find it in the description of this podcast.